Nash FM 94.7 presents Miracle Mondays.
Hey, it's Ty Kelly and Chuck. Is this Lauren?
It is.
Hi, Lauren. It's usually a really scary experience for the parents, and that's kind of probably what you faced when Brighton ended up at a Children's Miracle Network hospital, right?
Yes, he's a twin, and he was not growing properly. He was diagnosed with Down syndrome when I was 14 weeks pregnant, and then at 22 weeks, we realized that his twin was growing at the rate she should be, but he was not, which it happens sometimes with twins where one takes the nutrients that the other needs, and so he needed to be born. His umbilical cord wasn't functioning properly anymore, and so at 32 weeks and 2 days, I had an emergency C-section. It happened to be on my husband's birthday, actually, and they were whisked away to the NICU, where he stayed for 4.5 months.
You and your family and little Brighton got off to a rocky start, mm-hmm. and cut to Children's Hospital,
yep.
coming in and kind of saving the day.
Yes, definitely. I didn't really necessarily want to go because we just wanted him home, but I didn't realize the things that he needed. He needed to learn how to play. He needed to learn how to eat. He needed physical therapy. He needed to learn how to move his body. And that's what they are able to provide for us. And when we went there, we were finally able to give that to him. And they worked with him every single day on it.
Yeah, in the tri-state, there are 3 Children's Miracle Network hospitals. The one that you ended up at, which is Children's Specialized, is the nation's leading provider of inpatient and outpatient care for children for kids under 21 in the entire country. And you got to make sure that Brighton was taken care of by that family. And the environment there is really unique too. You can probably speak about what it's like to be inside of a Children's Miracle Network hospital.
Yeah, it's like it to just a kind of an extension of your family. You know, I wasn't able to be there every day, but I knew when I went in there that people knew exactly who I was. They knew exactly who my son was. They knew when I wasn't there that I knew that they were caring for him. They knew that they needed to give him some attention too, because his mom and his dad couldn't always be there. And you know, you're not just let me look at your chart and see who you are. It's oh, here's Brighton. And then they look at his chart and they know exactly what this little guy needs, and that he smiles every time somebody comes into the room, or when he's sad, he needs to be held. And so it's a comforting place to go. And they let the parents stay there overnight as often as they need to. We were lucky enough to live close enough that we could go back and forth. But the parents who couldn't, they had a place there. It was just nice to know that you're always welcome there and your kids are welcome there. So
that's the beauty of telling stories like yours, Lauren, because probably you really didn't know what they did before you needed them, right?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know the progress he was going to make with them, and that he continues to make with them. We're outpatient with them still to this day. He's going to be 2 on October 1st, and we still see them for 4 sessions a week.
Because of stories like what we're hearing about your story with Brighton, Lauren, and other families that we'll be introduced to throughout the month of November, plus you'll get even more stories as we get close to the holidays and do this telethon ourselves. Hopefully you understand how valuable it is, even if you're not somebody who's currently needing those hospitals, and God bless you. Just to know that they're there is important. So you can make a donation right now. You can go to NashFM947.com, help out the Children's Miracle Networks around the tri-state, and learn more about the families that are being helped already.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Put your money where the miracles are. It's all to benefit Children's Miracle Network hospitals in the tri-state area. No matter how big or how small, your generosity goes a long way. Click to donate now at NashFM947.com.